Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilei Nishmas Sarah Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Trumos. Today we finished the final two Mishnayos in Masechta Trumos. Now, we had learned that only edible produce is subjected to the rules of Truma. And now the Mishnah wants to know, what about a certain type of crop that's grown for animal use? It too is still edible enough that it's subjected to the rules of Truma. Says the Mishnah, Karshine Truma Machilin Osam Lebehema Lechaya Uletanagolin. Vetch, which is a type of bean that's used primarily for animals, but sometimes humans can eat it as well. And so, certainly in times of a situation where there's a famine, you would eat the vetch as well. So, Machilin Osam Lebehema Lechaya Uletanagolin, a Kohen can feed Truma vetch to his animals, but that's only true of vetch. It's primarily used for animals, it's fed to an animal. Other types of truma produce, apples, oranges, etc., cannot be fed to an animal, that's considered ibud. Yisrael shesachar par mikohen machila karshine truma. A Yisrael who leases a cow from a kohen, the rented animal is the property of the kohen, so therefore can be continued to be fed truma, even though I have the responsibility to pay for the animal. Since I'm not responsible for an ones, the animal is not considered mine, and so therefore it belongs to the kohen, which means that it's capable of partaking of truma. However, kohen shesachar par miYisrael, when a kohen rents a cow from a Jew, from a non-kohen, afal pisham zono sal alav, even though the kohen has to pay for the food, he's not permitted to feed it truma, since the animal is the property of the non-kohen. And the kohen is allowed to feed it when it's kinyan kaspo, when the kohen is a soul. That animal can be fed truma, but not a non-kohen's animal who's in his rishos, right? Yisrael shesham para mikohen. What if a kohen's cow was assessed and then given to a non-kohen to guarantee to give it back to the kohen who assessed the value? So in that situation, the non-kohen has to fatten the animal to increase its value, since the non-kohen guarantees to pay the animal's initial value to the kohen, no matter what happens to the animal, it's now the non-kohen's property. So Yisrael shesham para mikohen lo yachilenu karshine truma. He's not allowed to feed the animal the vetch. The kohen shesham para miYisrael, but if the kohen makes the same deal, machila karshine truma, he is allowed to feed the animal karshine truma. Okay, so that's the first Mishnah. And the final Mishnah of the Masechta deals with the question about using truma tamea. Now, the truma that becomes tameh can't be eaten. It can be given to a kohen. It must be given to a kohen who's allowed to derive benefit once it's being burned, as it's being burned. And so now the Mishnah wants to know, how does he derive benefit? So madlik in shem esreifa bebate kenesios bebate midrashos bemavuos ha'afelin ve'agab bechol in bershes kohen. Right? So the fact is, you can use truma oil that became tameh. It's now known as, that is what shaman srefa is, it's oil that has to be burned. So even a non-kohen can light the light in a shul or in a base medrash or a dark alleyway, because everybody benefits from that. And in that situation, assuming that there is a kohen over there, right? Rishus kohen, because ner la echa, ner la mea, everyone benefits from the light. Now, Basri Shoshan, this is the Kohen. What happens if you have a regular Jewish girl? She marries a Kohen. So now she's entitled to be involved with a Kohen. She hangs out in her parents' home. What can the father do? Right? So, Avia Madlik Pershusa, when she's over at the father's house, the father can go ahead and light the Truma while she's there. Right? He can use Truma Shemin Srefa to light the lamp. So madlikin beveis hamishta below beveis aiva. We also say that a person can use the shemen srefa at the party home, at a wedding hall, which is attended by a kohen. So since the kohen guest is using it, he can use it. But a non kohen may go move it around to a place where only he'll get benefit from it, and so therefore. Rabbi Huda says that since people don't usually move it around at a party because they don't want to get their clothing dirty, we can light it at a party. But in a base Avil, people wear whatever clothing they happen to have, so they don't care about moving the lamp. And so therefore, even if a kohen's present, we don't go ahead and move it, according to Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yossi says, you got it backwards. Bevesa Avil, you can light it in the Besa Avil. He says that people in the Besa Avilus don't move around lamps because they're so subdued as it is. But in a party, people started to move things around. They move lamps, they move lighting, they think it's funny, right? And so therefore you can't do that. Remeir Osir Bekan Bekan. Remeir says, they are both correct. Luchumra. So don't move them anywhere. Rav Shimon Matir Kan Bekan. Rav Shimon says, you're both correct, and we should be Mako. And the halacha follows Rav Shimon. In both places, you can light. Okay, with that, we close out Masechta Trumos. And Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, we will begin Masechta Maisos. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.